Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, everyone. This is Ryan Cote with the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Today, I'm super excited to be speaking with Jason Montoya. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
It's going well. How about you?
Doing great. Feeling good. A lot going on, I imagine, for both of us in our world, but I'm very grateful for where I'm at right now.
Yeah. My girl just went virtual today, so I've got a busy household right now.
Yeah. How many do you have?
I've got three girls, okay. Six, 8, and 10. How okay. about you?
Yeah, I got three girls in the middle and then two boys on the end. So, or actually, no, I have that backwards. Sorry. Three boys in the middle and two girls on the end. So five total.
Well, that's a good segue into the first question. So why don't you tell everyone like who you are and you know what you do and what your interests are?
Yeah. So again, my name's Jason Montoya. Vocationally, I grow online influence and sales for people development-oriented organizations by optimizing their existing digital content library. So, you know, that's, I've been an independent contractor, freelancer, consultant, however you want to define it, since 2014. And I owned a marketing agency for about 7 years before that. And then I shifted to the individual pathway for reasons we can certainly dive into if you want. But yeah, that's where I am vocationally. You know, as far as what I'm passionate about, what I love to share life, whether it's, you know, my faith and reading the scriptures and communing with God or spending time with my wife or my five kids or my community, whether it's watching movies together, playing video games, or it's sitting down with people, talking about ideas, sharing and exploring those ideas, developing them into systems and putting those out there in the world. And so I've done that with several of those. I've also written two books. One's called Path of the Freelancer and one's called The Jump for small business owners to go from chaos to clarity. So I love to write. I love to create. I love to share what I create as well.
Yeah. So why don't we talk about you mentioned the pivot. So I am, you know, I work for a marketing agency as well. My family yeah. business, Ballantine. So that kind of piqued my interest. So why don't you tell everyone what made you change from the marketing agency to what you do now?
Yeah. So when I had the business, there was really two big milestones. One was about halfway through the journey. And when I started the company, it wasn't like I intentionally sought out to create a marketing agency in the sense of, hey, I want to do this. This is my dream. I want to go do it. It was sort of I have some marketing abilities and things I've learned and I need to make money. And so I'm going to go offer this as a service. And then you get a couple clients and then I got to hire some people. And before I know it, I had an agency. So it was a bit of a reactive decision. Although I had entrepreneurial ambitions, that was certainly part of it. But halfway through that journey, after several years, the key question for me was, if I had to start over and build an agency from scratch, knowing what I'd learned in those first 3.5 years, how would I do it differently? And so I restructured it and shifted it towards a more intentional way of doing and operating and managing and leading and clients and all of that. And at the end of that journey, about a year before we ended up shutting down, the next question I really began asking myself was, if I could do anything vocationally and I started over, and it wasn't necessarily that I had to do an agency, but I could do anything, would it be to do an agency? And part of that, the answer to that for me hinged on the idea that whatever we're going to do, like whatever our main thing is, we've got to be all in. And for me, I couldn't get fully committed to the difficulty that would be required to really make the agency work in the way that I wanted it to, in the way that it would become a vehicle for me and my other objectives and goals in life and vocationally. And in a sense, for me, it really had become a distraction from my ultimate vocational goals. And so I had to make the hard decision of shutting it down, and there's a lot to that. But that was the pivotal question. If I could start over vocationally, what would I do? I didn't necessarily have an answer to that at that time. I mean, I had some ideas and thoughts, but I knew it wasn't that. And so saying no to that was what I ended up arriving at. And then obviously that had different consequences in different directions, but it ended up being a wonderful pivot for me. And ironically, you mentioned the idea of pivot. It was that pivot that I made in 2014 and then the years that followed that really prepared me for this pandemic year. When the pandemic hit, all the things that I had done had equipped me and trained me so that I had already made the pivot that a lot of companies had to make this year. And so that was really neat to see that I had done it before I even knew that I had done it, you know.
Let's talk about mindset, because Morning Upgrade's a personal development podcast show. And you talked about shutting down your agency and making hard decisions. What was that like going through that? And how did you work on your mindset to get through it?
Yeah. So when you say mindset, like, what do you mean by that? Because I think I can go a couple different directions in that, but I want to make sure I understand what you're saying too.
I guess, how did you handle the hard decisions? I'm sure there was stress involved and just the anguish of making such a big change.
Yeah. So in that regard, it was traumatic. It was almost as if, because I put so much into this company and people that were involved with it, I had a lot of love for and great clients and experiences. And it was devastating for me. And I didn't know how to handle that devastation. When I sort of knew and decided and sort of subconsciously before I consciously made the decision, if that makes sense. And when I did, it was as if someone had died in terms of how I felt and the emotions and the overwhelm. And there are a lot of other aspects to it. But, you know, I struggled as a result of that decision with anxiety and depression and panic attacks. And, for about 3 months, and it was really bad. I mean, it got to the point where me and others were wondering, like, okay, do I need to see a medical professional? Because this is really rough. And so it was very hard, and getting through it was just, getting through every day seemed monumental. But step by step, eventually I moved out of that and moved forward. And in retrospect, that transition in my own journey became a treasure trove of things and insights and lessons that equipped me for the journey that would follow, and that would also allow me to succeed in the ways that I have as an individual consultant and freelancer since that time, in ways that really in my business, it was a laboratory of learning. And now in the season I'm in, I get to live that out in my life. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. It's, you also made me think about how when we go through hard things, you said that this ended up working out for you. And sometimes it's hard to see that or know it's coming when you're going through something very difficult, but it's a story that you hear common. You know, when you're making a big change, it's scary. So you're going through a lot of hard thoughts and hard times and hard decisions, but usually on the other end is something better. It's just a matter of getting through that situation to the other side.
And sometimes it's not even clear when you get to the other side immediately. Sometimes it takes years to reflect on that. And so I talk a lot about that in my second book, The Jump, about my story and how that all unfolded. So if anyone wants to get more details, they can certainly explore that.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll link those books up in the show notes page for sure. So Jason, I like to usually ask like number one personal development tip, but you mentioned that you uncovered some lessons going through what you did. Is there a particular lesson that jumps out to the front of your mind as like the number one lesson that you learned going through that situation?
Yeah, so I'll package it in a really simple and clear way, but it doesn't necessarily mean I realized this at the time. But there are two things as a habit, as a development habit and as a tip that have helped me and that I continue to do to this day, which is to reflect on the past. So looking back, looking at what happened, understanding it. You might have to talk to other people and get their perspective, but understanding it, how it unfolded, and learning from that history. And that's really, you know, the first step. And then the second step is looking forward and aspiring. And so where do I want to, in a year from now and in 2 years from now, who's the person I want to be? What's the story I want to tell? And what do I want to change about myself? And so I say all that in a very clear and simple way, but it's a monumental habit to have. But what I realized when I shut down the company is that so much of shutting down created all the maybe emotional debt that I had accrued in the years prior that I had not fully processed or dealt with came due. And so part of that emotion of anxiety and depression essentially was an overwhelming flood because I hadn't slowly worked through that a little bit at a time. I mean, I had worked through things, but just not to that, not in a specific enough way, I guess. But my point being is that if we work a little bit at a time to grow, then we don't have to go through these monumental transformations. And, you know, part of it is, you know, I think historically, you know, just thinking about video games, a lot of times I would play video games on the hardest difficulty and just get, you know, brutalized, but I would get really good really fast. But there is another aspect, which is you can iteratively get a little bit better, a little bit better. And that's more of how I've shifted to from that season to more of a small changes over time compound into big changes. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. Yeah. That's what I kind of live by as well. You know, not swinging for the fence, but just trying to hit singles and get a little bit better every day. Acknowledging that things aren't perfect. I'm far from perfect and mistakes will happen. But if I can see that I'm making steady progress, and that's where, like, for me, at least, a lot of the journaling comes in, and just gratitude practice and making notes of things, like having a written trail as to what you're working on, the progress that you're making. Otherwise, you know, everything kind of gets, at least for me, it gets all kind of muddy and, you know, you don't really see the progress. But if you've got a journal.
Yeah, journaling is great. I've been journaling, I would say I wrote a little bit before that, but pretty seriously and regularly since about 2009, 2010. And I blog now, but I didn't start blogging until 2014. So I was blogging and writing or journaling for several years before I started publishing it. And then publishing has another dynamic and allows you to share and have accountability. But yeah, there's something about writing that allows us to sort of to codify our thoughts and then to reshape them if they're not how we want them to be, and then to reflect on them. So when I look back at old blogs or old writings, I can see the progress I've made, and that's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's a habit I've started to develop, is looking at the week, the previous week on things that I've done and like my thoughts at the moment and my to-do lists were, and kind of reflecting on the week and then doing it for the month. It's been a really neat exercise. Just to remind yourself of as to, you know, what you've accomplished and what you've gone through in that week and month. Definitely recommend it. So, Jason, why don't we wrap up this conversation with you telling everyone, well, your websites, but first, your morning routine. What's that look like for you?
Yeah, so I'm one of the people that if you fail to have a morning routine, you can still be successful. That's my story. So I have constantly struggled with that, having a morning routine. I'm a night owl. I like staying up late. I don't like getting up early. Now, having five kids has certainly helped that, change that. And then obviously the stresses of life and situation, it makes it a little easier to get up in the morning. So that's something I've wrestled with over the years, and I've had different things. I think one key is certainly just to kind of pre-plan, not even necessarily like the day before or the week before, but just have a program, you know, as a freelancer. You know, what are the things I need to do every day to move my freelancing business forward? And what are those things to be done on a daily and weekly basis? And having that sort of list that I work through. But one of the things that I, on the morning routine side of things, one specific thing that I've done recently is I've started watching, I've given my wife, who's a stay-at-home mom, we have five kids, and now they're all at home because of the COVID pandemic. And so I take 1 hour in the morning from 9 to 10 to watch the kids. And I give her a break to do, to write, to create, to whatever she wants with that time. And it allows me to, I have the kids that I'm looking over, but, you know, a lot of them are preoccupied with school and whatnot. So I have a lot of time there, and then I can read, use that time to listen and reflect and write or journal or read. And so that's kind of an interesting new thing that I started at the beginning of this year before the pandemic even hit, but it ended up being a cool little pocket of time in the morning between, you know, waking up and going to work. But I think just having just the idea of being intentional about our days and how that goes. And I guess for me, as someone who struggles with morning routines, the big thing for me is just having margin, you know, give myself a lot of margin so that I can still be successful even when I struggle with some of the fixed structure that that I often resist. So does that make sense?
It does. No, it does. And you know, not everyone has morning routines. Some people have night routines, but I like what you've got, what you've started with the hour with your, sort of like just time to spend with your kids and reflect on the day ahead and journaling. So it sounds like you're starting to develop a morning routine. I like it. Well, thanks, Jason. I really enjoyed having you on. What's the best website or websites that people can visit to learn more about you or connect with you?
Yeah. So I'm on all the social channels. My website is jasonscottmontoya.com. That's jasonscottmontoya.com. Or you can just Google my name, Jason Scott Montoya, and that'll pop right up. You can check out I've got an extensive library of articles on developing yourself, developing others, impacting your community, as well as many inspirational stories and systems to help people live better and work smarter. And the website's a great place to do that. Got links to my social on there if you want to tap into that. and love to connect and hear how I might, how my story or has impacted others. Or if you have questions about it, feel free to reach out. Or if you have questions about freelancing, you can certainly connect with me there. And I've got a lot of articles on that topic on my site as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.